He called himself the last man on the street. Comedian Mal Sharpe died earlier this month at the age of 83.
Starting in the 1950s, Sharpe would dress in a business suit and wander the streets of San Francisco with another serious-looking man. Together, they would approach unsuspecting strangers.
Now, today I've stopped a young man. Your name, please?
Michael Hoffman.
Michael, I'd like you to meet James P. Coyle. Mr. Coyle is a werewolf.
I don't particularly care to see something like that, but...
Can we go ahead?
I don't know. It's...
Mal Sharpe there with his partner, the late Jim Coyle. They perfected this ambush style of comedy long before TV hosts like Billy Eichner or Jay Leno were pounding the pavement.
With Coyle, and later without him, Mal Sharpe posed as a reporter, only he asked questions no real reporter ever would. In one routine, he asked people if they would take a dead person to a ball game.
In another, during the Watergate era, he asked lawyers on the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court to name their favorite fish.
Sharpe's man-on-the-street routines were a regular part of NPR's programming in the 1980s and 90s. Longtime listeners of this program might remember his off-kilter dispatches, like this one in 1988 outside the Democratic Convention in Atlanta.
We're right outside the Omni with continuing coverage of the Democratic National Convention. Has anybody been talking to you about the moon?
About the moon?
Don't you think maybe this is the year to find out what's going on with the moon?
No, not particularly, for the simple fact that we can't get along together down here. Why try to expand it somewhere else?
And then there's this, Sharpe's contribution to NPR's coverage of the 200th anniversary of the Bill of Rights, 1991.
Well, a lot of people want to get rid of the Third Amendment. How about you? Third Amendment rights?
Third Amendment? Do we have one?
Yeah. Are you a lawyer?
Third Amendment. I am.
Soldiers cannot be housed in a private home without the consent of the owner.
Oh, well, gee, that's good to know.
Have you ever had one case where a client has come to you and wants to exercise the Third Amendment rights?
Oh, I've never had somebody come and claim that they've got soldiers hanging out in their living room that they can't get rid of.
Those on this program got to know Mal Sharpe's humor and more. He was tall and sweet, and he really liked going up to strangers and talking with them. For him, it was more than a joke.
You know, you can get into the nooks and crannies of society when you just walk around with a tape recorder and a microphone, and I hope that I've just kind of revealed people and incidents in a manner that you might not normally see it. It's almost, I think, kind of like audio photography, I guess.
The last man on the street, Mal Sharpe. He died earlier this month at the age of 83.